Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is 6:05. It is Tuesday morning. It is January 6th. The Browns have no coach. Jen Dewey, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Just yesterday, when we said good morning to our EMCs, which we say good morning again, our early morning crew, we had a coach.
We did.
And then on a Tuesday, we don't have a coach.
We don't.
We have coach search, no coach.
You applying? Realistically, if you wanted to apply, could you just apply? Can anyone just apply for that? Where is that listed?
Yeah, is it on the website?
I don't know. Let's look it up, because if it is,
Cleveland,
let's help. We can help you fill it out.
Head coaching vacancy application.
Big fan for 3 decades.
Lots of thoughts on what should be done.
Yeah. It has to be posted somewhere.
You have to post a job.
Of course.
Have to post it externally. Even if they know, let's say that they're going to hire their defensive coordinator. Let's say that Jim Schwartz is the guy and they want to just promote him from within. You have to legally post it outside, right?
This is what I'm saying. Maybe you could technically apply. Although we would miss you on the Jen and Tim Show. You think you could do both?
Not well. Not well. I don't know. There's an entire offseason. No. There's a lot that goes into coaching. They I don't think they sleep at all. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
So
that's just a thought.
That's going on. Also, there is a battle going on. We hit on it yesterday on this. Well, it's going to be the last day of a barren wasteland of 6:06 in the morning, because EMC's the choice is yours. If you follow us on social media, you know exactly what we're talking about, because we did post an instant poll probably about 15, 20 minutes ago, something like that. I suggested a few things. Yesterday, are you standing or sitting? A lot of people love that. Who's next?
Probably
a home run game.
Who loved standing or sitting?
Actually, I think it was 0.1% of people, and that would
okay.
be me.
All right.
Then
all right.
I had people beep horns yesterday, and I tried
you
to
did.
Guess the make.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Chevy, it was Ford.
Yeah,
so that was on the table.
Not good at that.
So there were a few things out there. Also, the age, weight, month, birth to month,
oh,
year.
Oh, yeah, like the Cedar Point game.
There were some ideas out there, mm-hmm. but it seemed to be narrowed down to two big games that we would, two big games that we would kick off tomorrow. And that is where the instant poll is at. And the last time I looked, probably been 6-7 minutes ago.
Don't.
It has been very close. What are the two finalists? And we need to make sure that you vote. That's next. The battle is on. The EMCs know where to vote. And if you don't, we're going to tell you where to vote. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Which game are we going to kick off tomorrow?
Is it going to be Dead Guy in an Envelope mm-hmm. or What's in the Box?
What's in the box? Dead Guy in the Envelope, we have played before. You are well-versed on how to play the game, the Dead Guy in the Envelope. Jen would put the name in the envelope this time.
Oh, I'm picking the dead guy.
Absolutely. We talked about this, I think, even off the air, but definitely on the air. Jen would pick the dead guy in the envelope where he's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. That envelope is sealed. It's one guess a day, and it goes on until you get a winner. If you've listened this time of morning, you're well-versed on how the game goes. If this is your first time listening to the Jen and Tim Show, it's kind of the fabric of the show at 6:05. Like, we've played that for off and on for 2 years.
Yes, we're sorry.
So it's a great game.
It's a lengthy game because you pick one dead guy in the envelope, and it takes, I mean, the longest one was almost a year. It took almost a year for someone to figure out who it is. We take one guess a day.
The last one was good, 4 or 5 months or something like that.
Oh,
it was
relatively just a speedy round.
Quick. The other one, What's in the Box, is just the way it sounds. We were suggested that by actually a couple of people, which is why we have the two. We don't need to list all the games. Those were the two that had the biggest thrust. Dead Guy in an Envelope, and then What's in the Box, which would be, we would get a box, probably bring one from home. I don't see one in here. And one of us or both of us or as a show, we would throw something in the box and people would take daily guesses, which I think I could argue is worse.
It could take years. I mean, Dead Guy could take years as well.
Well,
but
it's
that's
basically
even,
a celebrity. I mean, we never say anything, but it should be a relatively, if not very well known person that unfortunately has passed away and his name is in the envelope. Like, we get the game.
What's in the box could be anything.
A piece of tape?
Yeah.
It could go on for a decade.
And if we let you put something in the box, it would be something like a piece of tape. It would be so ridiculous.
It could be a Cheerio.
Right.
How are you going to ever guess what's in the box?
That's so crazy. That is so crazy.
I mean, if you really think about it, and I understand the people that are listening now and voting, I do not want to hear dead guy. I understand it. I understand you. I get that. I get very passionate for it. I understand. I very much enjoy the game. You very much hate the game.
Yeah.
That's the synopsis of the Jen and Tim show. I understand. But, I mean, what's in the box?
You would have to, like, what's in the box would need to go deeper, as in we would have to give clues or something to narrow that down. It would have to. You couldn't just take one guess and move on. No.
So where is the voting lying now? Specifically, EMCs, if you haven't followed us or liked us on Facebook, Jen and Tim, sure you should do that now so you can get in. That's the only spot I'm putting it. That's where you can vote. We have at least two calls that we're going to get to because I want to see where you fall on this. Dead guy in an envelope or what's in the box? EMCs, we have a battle. We need your vote. It's very simple. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite.
Do you want us to bring back dead guy in an envelope or what's in the box? Angie commented on, this is on Facebook, says maybe try what's in the box once. See how that goes. Great suggestion. I feel like if we try it once though, it's going to be longer than dead guy in an envelope. Years and years and years. Unless we give clues or like write new rules for the game, right?
It could be, my vote leans to dead guy in an envelope, and I don't mask that. And this is specifically Jen and Tim show on Facebook. EMCs get involved. We're reading your DMs. We're reading your comments. This is all about you. We want to know what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the box? You and I could be no longer a show.
Mm-hmm.
We could be in retirement homes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We could be snowbirds in Florida or whatever the next move is. Noah could be married with children.
Stop that.
Nate's door could still not latch on his truck.
Very likely.
There are a lot of different things that can happen before this game would end. I just want to throw it out there, and I'm really not trying to sway it one way. It's what's in the box. It could be legitimately anything. It could be a glove. It could be a Cheerio. It could be a hat. It could be a keyboard. Just looking at things in the studio. It could be anything.
I like Kim's comment because you can tell the pain she feels in posting it. She says, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually missed dead guy in an envelope. It just starts my day. Kim,
you know what? It missed you too. All right, EMC, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Jill.
Jill, we would love for you to weigh in. So it's either dead guy in the envelope or what's in the box. Those seem to be the two finalists.
Dead guy in the envelope.
And why are you choosing dead guy in the envelope?
Why not?
There you go!
Oh my gosh. People like it. I will say, I do miss the song. I do like the song that you sang for it.
Well, you know, I am pulling into Akron General, and my dog and I are a therapy dog team, and we're going to go make people happy today.
Aww.
See, I love that. Well, that's great. That is a really good call and reason to bring back Dead Guy in an Envelope. So we'll get to some poll results. We're going to let this run until 6:30, and we'll do the three things you need to know, and then I think we'll reveal the poll results before Stevie on the social.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I appreciate the call. So does Jen. We appreciate you listening and being EMC and doing everything that you do. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
I don't know, maybe 10, 15 more minutes left in the poll results, or left in the poll that you can vote on. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. EMCs, make sure you get involved. Specifically, Jen and Tim show on Facebook. This is the only place that we have posted.
Janine says, proud EMC here. Never thought I'd say this, but dead man in an envelope. That's my vote.
That's more formal. Dead man.
Yeah, it is. Dead
like
man.
It's more formal
mm-hmm.
gear.
Okay. Yes, it is. Lindsay says, I'm here for the dead guy in an envelope song. I mean, look, so am I. I do like the song. I hate the game. Love the song. You did a great job singing it. I do miss it. We haven't heard it in a long time. But it's not like I'm going to welcome back the game with open arms.
You're putting the name in. I mean, that's a...
Is that...
Are you excited about that at all?
No. No.
What do you mean, no?
Is that your way to try to make me like it more?
Yeah.
No. I don't... I mean, that's great. I'm glad I can
put
the name in.
A lot of pressure on you.
Wow.
It is a lot of pressure. And you remember, because the last one that I put, who's Len Goodman?
Oh, that's
remember?
Right. Remember? That's right.
Who's Len Goodman? Who picked that? I'm out.
I mean, that was a good one. That was a good one because
and
it was like...
The beginning of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
The trophy's named after him. I thought that was good and I got roasted. I didn't get roasted for Meatloaf, the first one.
Yeah.
People thought that was great. And I said, Jen can pick the next one, which would be fair. I mean, I picked a couple. You should pick this one.
I feel like we collaborated on the first one. The second one you hid for me. And now, okay, fine. I will pick. And now... That's only if we play it.
Let's. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. You just wanted to weigh in on your poll.
I hope you do. We appreciate you being an EMC. Yeah, it's Dead Guy in an Envelope or What's in the Box. Those had the most votes kind of leading into today.
Dead Guy in an Envelope because it was going on for so long and we love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
I do. One of the silver linings of Dead Guy in an Envelope, and buddy, what's your name?
Dominic,
I appreciate you listening. Jen appreciates you listening. As I do like when I'm walking around Menor, whether it's the mall or whatever else, and people will come up to me and just shout a name and then walk away.
Which is hilarious.
I do love that a lot. And so far, I mean, we're heading into three things right now. So far, Dead Guy in the Envelope is in the lead. So we'll see what happens.
Let's go.
It's 31 degrees in Burton, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Search is on in Berea as the Browns fired head coach Kevin Stefanski yesterday after 5-12 season. Now owner Jimmy Haslam says winning 8 games in 2 years is horrible, unacceptable. And the GM, Andrew Berry, started interviews for a new leader yesterday afternoon. Flu hospitalizations in Ohio doubled in just 1 week. Activity here now listed as very high. RSV numbers also going up. Has a lot to do with the shifting temperatures and weather. Starbucks has a new winter menu. New drinks include a caramel protein latte and an iced Dubai chocolate mocha. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
This is the time of year when I love the drinks because I can always count on my parents for my $25 Starbucks Christmas gift card. And they are already out of eggnog latte, which I assumed was the case. So I only got one in my season and I do like them. So it's been peppermint mochas. When I saw this, I thought, now this is what I'm pivoting towards.
Are you going?
How's that
going
to be bad?
You going to try the Dubai chocolate?
Yeah, aren't you?
Heck yes.
Is
I can't
a little pistachio?
Wait.
I actually didn't see the details. I'm not putting you on the spot, but I mean, it has to be, I would pass my, you know, chocolate pistachio theme. No,
is it
chocolate?
Well, they're also bringing back pistachio flavors. So they're doing the pistachio latte.
Yeah.
They're doing
That's
the pistachio
right.
cortada. I mean, yes, I'm sure there's pistachio in the Dubai chocolate. I don't know. I don't know what it looks like, but I'm so excited.
Imagine if they did that a couple of years ago when Dubai chocolate was really at its height.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's still a thing and it's still delicious.
Yes.
Well, you know, if you like it, obviously.
But. Wonder if those little crunchy, what's it called? Like the kanaf, what the, you know, the little crunchy things in the Dubai chocolate bars?
Sucking those things up the straw? I don't know.
I don't.
Or clogging up the mouth hole? I don't know about
top.
That.
On the top.
I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about. I don't need a clogged mouth hole. It's too early. Too early.
Nobody needs a clogged mouth hole.
5:56. Too early. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is Jen and Tim show. We're at 6:37. Poll results. We have to get to this right now. We'll get to Stevie on the socials in just a few minutes. But EMCs have been voting for, I don't know, the last hour or so on which game we're going to kick off tomorrow morning.
Yes, and the choices are between Dead Guy in an Envelope and What's in the Box. And I can't believe it. I can't believe we're about to say this. Tomorrow it returns. Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Yeah! Woo! You've made the right choice.
A lot of passion surrounding this game. EMCs know what they want. They have spoken, and it's going to happen. I apologize in advance. Lord knows how long this one will take.
This time, it's in Jen's hands.
No, you can't. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're trying
yep.
to, you're having me pick the name so you can act like I like the game more.
This round is in Jen's hands.
Stop that. I'm making you participate.
I will.
I'm going to make Stevie participate.
I will take calls.
Stevie!
I will start the show.
No. I don't
You're
make
picking
this,
the name.
You can't
starting
make this
tomorrow.
My game, so it seems like I like the game. I for real do not like this game.
I didn't say, I know. I didn't say that you like the game. I'm just saying you're picking the name. That's
Why
it.
Am I picking the name?
Because
it,
I picked the last one, the last
sneaky?
Two or three. We collaborated on one. The other one I went rogue and picked on, which you then... You know, ended the game on your own when I was on vacation. And then I picked the last one. I mean, you haven't picked a solo name, I don't think. It's way overdue.
I did pick Christmas Carol, but you never let anyone guess that one. So, just saying.
It's the game's not over. It continues. We'll get to those angry messages tomorrow, too. I see them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I see them. And it wasn't my idea.
This
was not my idea to put it on the shelf.
I can't believe. It kind of was.
It was not my idea.
Kind of.
It was not my idea. So, the game's back tomorrow. Yes. Stevie, you excited?
Like you know, Will.
Mike's on. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. I don't know what you're going to say.
I'm so sorry.
Talking to you.
You can literally hear you yelling into the mic.
Breaking down the show.
Stevie, we got to get this. It's for another time. because Stevie has not watched Stranger Things, but is acting as if she's watched Stranger Things because she is watching it through the internet.
Mm-hmm. It's all over TikTok.
Like, you know, all the stuff she gets in her feed.
That's your little cliff note watching of Stranger Things is driving me crazy.
It's me too.
Don't act like we took the entire journey and then Stevie comes in like, I knew this. Wait. Does this person die? Is this and she's asking us all these questions, and I don't know if she really wants to know the answer or not. She has no desire to really watch this thing, but she wants all the answers, and I feel like that's not fair, but if that's what she wants, that's what she wants.
But this is why I'm yelling at her. She just said something. She's like, well, Will, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, don't act like you know Will. Yeah. She doesn't even know Will.
We know
he doesn't even know Will.
We grew up with Will.
Will is Noah. He's Noah Schnapp.
Yeah, he is.
So I have the internet. I see him everywhere. He's bouncing on the chair at Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very
it's Jimmy Fallon, yes.
locked mm-hmm. in on this show without ever seeing it.
She asks a lot of relevant questions that she wants the answer to that you shouldn't have the answer to before you watch
That's
it.
Why we do Stevie on the socials, because she's all over it.
All over it.
I think I'm mad that it took me 12 years to get to where it took her in 3 days.
I know. It's annoying.
It's pretty great.
I know. I'm so mad. She's like, well, Will in 11 and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, stop acting like you know that.
We're in fourth grade when we started, and Stevie literally started this on Sunday and has it all figured out. All right, what do we have next on Stevie on the socials?
Have you guys ever been fooled by a prank? More specifically, an AI prank? Because I'm sure at this point we've all seen a video online, thought it was real, turned out to be AI. Well, this time thousands were fooled, and it led them out of the house.
I think we have out of the house.
Oh, boy.
I think we have all been fooled. What in the world's going on?
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
On New Year's Eve, thousands of people were tricked by fake social media videos into gathering at Brooklyn Bridge Park in New York City to watch a grand fireworks display, and they found out it didn't actually exist. So accounts across TikTok and Instagram reportedly used AI videos to promote this supposed show as the perfect way to bring in 2026, prompting thousands to believe that it was real. They're calling it, you know, the online slop we learned about, the word of 2025, fake videos on AI that people think are real. People saw this, thought it was real, and then continuing people in New York City started blogging about it. There's like one event page called Time Out New York, and they promoted the event as a hot thing to do on the during the holidays. Secret NYC, which promotes itself as the ultra shareable online guide to news, events, and things to do in the Big Apple, they listed it in a now deleted Facebook post, putting Brooklyn Bridge Park in the number one slot. So I feel like we've all fallen for AI videos because sometimes they look very realistic while other times they don't. So then people were at this bridge waiting, you know, counting down. You see them all. Like, it was a very large crowd. There were thousands of people there. And you hear them, like, counting down, and then just nothing happens.
Oh,
so then they're all just standing there like, it's coming, just wait, and nothing happens. And there's a guy named Zach Gill. He posted a video on TikTok of him at the bridge saying, did we get pranked? I think we all just got pranked. The amount of people who are misinformed here. And he showed like the whole crowd, and his friend responds saying, what does this say about 2026?
So one person decided to just post that this was happening and everyone latched onto it. Like, have they found the root of it?
I think it was just a video that was posted showing the firework display, but it was an AI video at the park. And so people started spreading that video, and then articles thought it was real. So then news articles started being like, oh, look at this video of like the fireworks display you can go to, and like made it a real event.
I could easily see how that would
of
happen.
Course.
I mean, sure. We've all fallen victim.
I was going to ask, how did AI get you? Because it's getting better and better. A lot of times it was easier to tell, or maybe the graphics weren't as smooth, or
the hand was a little
messed like
up.
Something was off or something like that. But probably at some point in time, I would guess you were flipping through TikTok or something and AI got you. 216-343-1021. I know what happened to me. I think it was last week, and it was bad, and I thought it was real, and I forwarded it to a buddy of mine, and it ended up, thank goodness, not being real. But what about you? That's next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. You were talking about AI and how it got you. I follow all these Las Vegas things, of course. And you know how they have the Sphere there in Las Vegas? Yes. A big globe. They have all the shows there. I think Backstreet Boys is there. They have the Wizard of Oz show.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Everything looks unbelievable. There was an AI video that it caught fire before New Year's.
Oh, you believed it.
And I was like, what is happening at, you know, Las Vegas? So I sent it to my buddy that we go to Vegas every single year. But it looked legitimately like they were concerned. Something was going on. Sent it to him. It was absolutely bogus. That's how it got me.
It was really
bad.
I fell for the one, and I bet you'll remember this. It was a couple months ago. There was Phil Collins laying in a hospital bed.
Oh, yeah.
And Paul McCartney was like singing to him, and it was like, oh, this is so beautiful. Like two artists.
It was his deathbed, essentially.
Yeah.
Like he was
like, Phil Collins is about to die and this and that. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh my God, this is such a special story. And then for whatever reason it struck me, I'm like, wait a minute. This is the only place I've seen this.
When they have very elaborate stories, you know it's the fake storyline.
You told me that because we were in the studio. I said, Jen, Phil Collins, bad shape. Jen, you see this? Phil Collins, because you know, he's on stage sitting down. He's older. I mean, he's clearly a legend.
Yes.
I said, Jen, bad shape. This might be it. And you're like, Tim, that's AI. Well, first of all, I said, thank goodness.
Yes.
Because, you know, I don't want anything to happen to Phil Collins.
Well, and I only knew because I fell for it first.
That's why I don't believe any video I see.
Yeah.
The raccoons jumping on the trampoline, they are not jumping on the trampoline.
I want to see that.
Oh, it is great.
It's not real.
And then I saw yesterday that the Browns fired Stefanski. I was like, oh, that's just AI.
Well, I also believe the ones of the people opening, trying to steal Amazon boxes,
and then they do
like a glitter explosion.
First of all.
Apparently that's AI. I'm like, wow, how'd they catch all these people?
First of all, that should happen.
It should.
The blue, like, glitter bombs when people try to be the porch pirates and take them off of there. Have you ever seen? You probably haven't seen. It is the best.
They're fantastic.
They go up and take the. That is great. How do you?
Apparently, I've fallen for a lot of AI.
If you just think about it at all, like, there's no way that really is going to happen unless you put that out there and you set it up. But,
right. And they're, like, approaching a porch from the side and stuff. Like, it's very obvious once you realize it's AI. Thanks,
Amy. She's shaking her head. We are the gullible. We are so gullible.
We are so gullible. So
there you go. Mm-hmm. That's why we're all friends here. We just admitted how AI got us. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good Tuesday morning to you. It's a tasty Tuesday. It's January 6th, 7:09. Gentui, Tim Richards coming up an hour.
That's going to take me a little bit to get through it, but.
What's the matter?
I made it through another great quake of Lake County.
Oh, my God. Did you feel the
quake?
Shirts
available at the Jen and Tim Show store. It doesn't exist.
Did you feel the quake?
I did. I didn't fall asleep till 1 o'clock last night.
Because of the earthquake.
Tremors! Get to that at 8:10.
You didn't fall asleep till 1 o'clock because of the earthquake? Or you just didn't fall asleep till 1 o'clock?
I could feel it. If you know, you know. Feel it in my soul. I knew something was going to happen, Jen.
I don't think you did.
Feel it. Just know what's going to happen. Just outside of Madison.
Uh-huh. Well, I look forward to hearing your survival story.
I almost didn't show up for work today.
I bet.
I get through it. Things happen all the time.
Yeah. Well. Glad you're safe.
I didn't want to admit this to you. I talked about it a little bit when you were off the last couple of weeks, but I got a Christmas gift.
Yeah?
Because of this Christmas gift. I haven't used the oven for probably 2 weeks.
Really?
It's the best gift. Hey, everybody else has one. I never had one, but I asked for one for Christmas, and this has been life-changing. People have been weighing on it, giving me recipes, giving me ideas. Gentui, the air fryer is the best. Once again, I know everybody has this. I know that they do. I know I'm late to the party. I don't care. I have used that double drawer air fryer more. I am putting cereal in there. I am warming my hands up. Anything I can use for that air fryer, I am using for the air fryer.
Please.
Salmon, put it in. Steak, chicken, put it in. Mozzarella sticks, put it in. Crispy on the inside. Cheesy and stringy on the inside.
Why are you putting your hands and cereal in there?
Bottom of that thing.
Really the standout.
I need more suggestions put in. By the way, the reason I'm bringing this up is because numerous people had a suggestion on one item, and I thought to myself, this is a lie. I don't think that this can be the case. So 2 days ago, I decided to try it. And of course, the air fryer, beautiful looking thing sitting on the counter, smiling at me. It looks like a smile when you look at it. It's kind of shaped like a smile. Jen? I can't believe that you could reheat this item and bring it back to life.
Wow.
It's like just a cheesy CPR. So I'm going to
say that.
Tim, welcome to the party, Tim. Welcome to the party.
Stevie swore by it. I had it the other day. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that it worked 3 minutes away. Give me that pizza. I can't believe it worked. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I understand I am, I don't know how many years behind the times with the air fryer. I get it. But I got DMs that said, you need to, when you buy pizza and you have the leftover pizza because the entire family's not, you know, maybe can't knock back the large pizza. Great. And I can eat leftover pizza. I love it. And it's cold pizza, whatever. You need to throw the slice into the air fryer and it tastes just like it does when you buy it.
What?
I said, that is, I bet it's close. We are a Jen and Tim Show family. I know you wouldn't mislead me, and I appreciate that. So the other day, we ended up getting a pizza. I thought to myself, no, leave a slice. Please leave a slice. I grabbed it the next day. I thought to myself, you know, normally I eat this cold. I'm not anti that. I actually like it that way. That's fine. But today's a different day. Let me do a quick Google search. What do? Put it into the air fryer. Let's say it was 400 for 3 minutes, 5 minutes. I don't remember what the temperature was.
Well, that's my next question. Yeah, how long?
It was a very easy search. It was very quick, 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
Very quick.
All right.
Pulled that thing out of there.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, oh. I hear the sizzle. Oh. Cheese is looking at me. Looks done. Touch it. Looks done.
Cheese was looking at you.
Put it on the plate. Thought to myself, all right, Jen and Tim Show listeners, they are on deck. I believe them. I love them. They would not lead me astray. Let me take a bite. Crunch right into that thing.
Crispy
just
crust?
Just like it was out of the oven the first time.
No. I do feel like you can reheat pizza in the oven that way.
But it takes so long.
That was what I was going to say. It takes too long. Who wants to wait for that? You got to preheat the oven. Then you got to wait for it to sit in there. It takes forever. And I would just eat it cold. So you're telling me I can do like a nice 3 to 5 minute in the air fryer and I'm good to go.
Yeah. If anybody else has a hack, I want to. I hate to be the new guy with the air fryer. I understand this. Everybody else has had one forever. We have a family of five and an air fryer at the time. We've had one years ago. Really didn't make sense. You got this little drawer. But now it's making sense. Now it makes sense. Trust me. I'm standing next to that thing. I am very protective. I'm yelling up to Tyler. Tyler, what do you want? Sandy, what do you want? I am ready to go. I am making all sorts of things. I love this thing. I love this thing. Easy to clean. What else do you need?
Oh, yeah.
Dual zones?
Wait.
Oh, Jen.
Have you seen the cleaning hack? Do you know the cleaning hack?
No, because I'm new.
Are you just washing it in the sink?
Yes, of course, because it's so easy to do.
There's a hack.
Let's get to the cleaning hack.
I can't wait to tell you about the cleaning hack.
New guy to this. All right, cleaning hack. I feel like a whole new Tim. All right, what's this hack? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. What, to clean the air fryer?
It's to clean the air fryer. I saw this on TikTok. It works like a charm. You put a little bit of water in the bottom of the air fryer.
All right.
You put in a little bit of the detergent, whether it's your Dawn dish spray or a little droplet of it. You pop it into the drawer, back into the air fryer. You run it for like 3 minutes at 350 degrees.
Three for 350.
And it just comes out so clean.
What's a bubble factor? If you have Dawn in there?
You have some bubble. Yeah, it's some bubbles, but it's not like bubbling out. I mean, don't aggressively go with the Dawn in there. But yeah, you have a nice hot liquid. It gets all the goo off and you just, you know, you wipe it out and you're good to go.
350 for 3 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
Anybody else try that?
That's a loose directive, by the way.
No, I believe you. I'm just writing it down to get kind of a...
Right.
Kind of an idea. Anybody else try this? Like, I believe you. Also, if you've tried this, please let me know. Also, the green is gone. That's next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Green is gone.
What does that mean?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's something dumb that we've talked about off the air. When you're making hard-boiled eggs...
Oh, yeah, when it gets that green ring around the yolk.
I don't want that green around the yolk.
No, that's not good. It's overcooked.
Remember, and it's a process because you have to hit that.
You have to ice bath them. You have to hit it. You have to boil for a certain amount of time. They're very delicate.
Very needy. Eggs are very needy.
They are.
Got to hit the right sweet spot. Otherwise, you get green or they're underdone. It's the entire thing. To make hard-boiled eggs in an air fryer, you're cooking them at a low temperature around 250 to 275 for 15 to 17 minutes, and then you give them a nice ice bath. Boom, done. No green.
What?
That's the DM that we got, Jen and Tim Show page. I have not tried that. I'm a little bit nervous of the egg in the air factor. Is there a...
What do you mean egg in the air? Like the scent? The scent of the egg.
Do you have is there an egg scent factor if I try that?
Well, would it be the same as when you, like, boil the egg? I mean, there's definitely a gentle scent of egg.
So that's why I'm a little bit nervous about that. Otherwise, I would have tried that.
I want to try that, though. 17 minutes. I mean, it feels lengthy, but if all you do is ice bath them afterwards, that sounds good. Because I have this other method where you boil and then you have to let them sit and then you have to ice bath them and then you have to dance around them a few times.
Exactly.
And then
you're there
sing
an
a
hour.
Song. Yeah, it's a
couple
lot.
Couple of eggs.
Right.
All right. So there you go.
I want to try that. I didn't know you could put an egg in there. So what if they jiggle around? Do you need like a...
Like an egg holder?
Yeah.
They jiggle around? I guess you have, just have to be delicate.
But I mean, once they're in there and the heat's moving them around, like, do they move? What if they crack?
Well, do you have an air fryer with hands?
No,
what's
I don't.
What do you think?
No,
on the, what
I don't have an
what do
air
you think
fryer.
Happens on the inside of the air fryer?
I'm just saying, like, if there's heat, does it make it roll a little bit? Their eggs are rolly.
I don't know.
Did
I
you
mean,
try
like, if I'm in a sauna, I just sit there.
Yeah, so I think know, they, but you're not an egg.
I'm not. So I don't know. What do you think an egg does
in
an air fryer?
Sauna,
please DM. I'm just
there.
Drawing an analogy.
That's
you're acting like the eggs just roll around.
Analogy.
Like it gets to a certain temperature and the eggs are like, ooh, let's move.
No,
let's
I'm move. Just you put let's, eggs in there and like you have to shut the air. No, they're not singing and dancing.
Okay.
I just
jiggle jiggle.
No.
Okay. I don't know what happens. So try it. You may lose all of your eggs. You're right. They might move around and roll around and they might break. I don't know. I can Google it. Do
yeah,
eggs move
I would
in the air
like
fryer?
It. Yeah, I'd like you to Google it. Do they move? Is there an egg tray, or do you have to pack them so tight that they're
warm.
Next to each other and they're not rolling around?
AI.
I hope it says
why
yes.
Why are you asking this question?
No, it's not. It doesn't say that.
They generally do not move on their own unless I don't know a chicken's inside of the egg.
Stop. I don't know why this seems so unreasonable to you that you put like say you put three eggs in there. I have like a large. Basin, bin, whatever.
Yeah. But I just figure if it's secure, it's in.
How's it
like
secure?
Like it just snap in when it just snaps in and you're the
it's
movement's
just
done.
In.
Just
the movement's
like
done.
Just
I
like
don't
a
know.
Chicken nug or anything else, just boom, you're in.
Yeah, but a chicken nug isn't roly poly like an egg, and a heat won't move it around.
Oh, now you got me thinking.
I just
you
have
to forget the entire egg segment.
No, that's not.
We're getting to Trump Tooie.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what happened.
This got weird.
It's taken me until about now to be able to talk about this.
Sounds serious.
Because it happened just hours ago. Wasn't sure I could make it into work. It happened again in Lake County.
Really?
The trembling.
I have questions. It was so much that you thought you couldn't make it into work.
Couldn't even sleep.
Because of this.
Yes. We had alerts, notifications.
Mm.
I have a time frame. I have a magnitude and more information about exactly what happened last night in Lake County near Madison, 20 minutes from Enner.
Madison's 20 minutes from Enner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And got through it and showed up for the Jen and Tim show. If that's not dedication, I don't know what is.
It's impressive.
Made it through another one, Jen. Don't get these in Westlake.
Another one. Do you?
We are rugged.
Yes, you are.
In Lake County.
Yes, you are.
We make it through every time. We're like the new California.
No, I don't think that's true at all.
We're not like that at all.
No, you're not.
But it did happen last night. Maybe you felt it. Maybe you didn't. I did. I've been thinking about it for the last 8 hours. That's next on Star 102. Another earthquake. Last night. January 5th, it's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Okay, fine.
This is what you're playing.
11. No, you know, because you're right. It's more like this.
Really?
Ohio News and Weather. Did you feel it? On January 5th, 2026 at 11:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, what they deem as minor, earthquake was recorded near Madison, Ohio. It's my neck of the woods, 20 minutes away. Basically neighbors my street.
Madison is your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah. Definitely my neck of the woods.
Really?
Yeah. Even begins with an M, just like Menor.
Mm-hmm.
The event measured a magnitude of 2.6.
Poof.
That's a doozy.
Is it?
It occurred approximately 2 kilometers northeast of Madison at a depth of 8.2 kilometers.
Just off of Bates Road, south of Middle Ridge Road in Lake County, it said.
Did
you know
feel
right where that is?
Oh, yeah.
So I have a question.
Okay, I don't know where it's at exactly, but close enough.
2.6 magnitude. You felt it last night?
It's a big one.
Did you feel it?
Pillow was shaking.
Your pillow was shaking.
The lights began to flicker.
Were there demogorgons?
And I started looking around. And I was like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here,
I have Christmas lights still strung on the wall. They started spelling out letters. It was an entire thing.
Really?
Last night. I could not sleep.
Really something. So here is the question. Sorry, I did just ask you a question, but this is what I meant to ask. 2.6 magnitude quake last night, 11:50 p.m. There was one recorded same area last June, 2.3 magnitude, oof. So a little less.
Yeah.
Is there a comparable difference between the two since you lived through both? Or
it is. I don't like to talk and compare and contrast. It's like comparing X's. It's just not the thing that you really want to do.
Oh, my God.
But the 2.3
was... Comparing the quakes is like comparing X's.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The 2.3 was a little easier to get through than last night.
I see. Well, and that one was in the daytime, too, so maybe less scary.
Because a shake at the night is different than a shake during the day.
Yes.
Write it down.
Wow. So, well, Tim, we're glad you survived and made it into work.
Closer to Madison felt it.
Mm-hmm.
This is your safe space. 216-343-1021. You can DM us. We're all friends here. I live right next door. I felt it. Did you? Thank you for the DM, Victoria. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What did Victoria say?
Hey, Tim, I live in Madison. I did not feel the earthquake last night, but my dog was up and down all night long.
Oh,
so he must have felt it.
Oh, stressed out pupper.
Yeah, something going on. We do get a lot of those minor ones in all seriousness.
Yeah, you do. But I know we joke about it a lot. Have you ever felt one?
Never. No. Yeah.
But they are always in Lake County, in that Madison area.
And that's in that similar area.